USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Lawmakers are reacting to the home invasion of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's California home that led to an assault on her 82-year-old husband, Paul. Texas Republican Congressman Michael McCaul says on Fox News, everyone needs to relax and tone down the rhetoric.
The tone has to calm down. I think the rhetoric is becoming so divisive and inflamed in this country. And I see it when I go back home, just the anger and the hatred over one side of the aisle versus the other.
A New York Republican is picking up a huge endorsement.
As early voting begins Saturday, New Yorkers have a critical chance to save their state by casting their vote for Representative Lee Zeldin. Those are the comments from the New York Post as they have endorsed the Republican candidate for governor and are requesting New Yorkers to send status quo Democrat Kathy Hochul packing. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Utah's bid to host an upcoming Olympics may be helped by a decision made Thursday by Vancouver. Officials there announced they're no longer supporting a bid to bring the Winter Olympics to Canada in 2030. That leaves Salt Lake City and Sapporo, Japan, as the only cities still in the running for the Games. Americans across the country are continuing to early vote.
More than 13.8 million Americans in 44 states have cast early ballots ahead of the midterm elections. As of Thursday, Florida voters have cast the most early ballots with 1.9 million already voting. California, Georgia, and Texas have also seen more than 1 million early ballots cast. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
The Dow notching its fourth straight winning week with the 30-stock index up 5.7% since Monday. USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
With less than 2 weeks before Election Day, concerns about border security are weighing heavily on the minds of some voters. Laura Allen, who is a Val Verde County, Texas rancher, voices her concerns during a town hall interview airing on Fox and Friends Friday, sharing what she believes are the uncertainties young Americans are facing given the situation at the U.S. southern border.
Should I go to college? Is it going to do me any good? Am I going to get a job? Am I going to be able to buy a home? Am I ever going to have children because are they going to be safe? You know, there's some serious issues facing our children, and you can trace a lot of things that are happening in our country back to what's happening on this border.
Twitter's new owner says there will be no account reinstatements to the social media site right away. Elon Musk tweeting a content moderation council will be formed to evaluate the platform. He says it'll include widely diverse viewpoints. Several prominent figures are banned from Twitter over controversial comments, including former President Donald Trump. Musk also says no major content decisions will be made until that council meets. SpaceX is preparing for a launch next week for the U.S. Space Force. A Falcon Heavy rocket will boost a classified payload into orbit just after Halloween. Liftoff is scheduled for Tuesday morning at the Kennedy Space Center in Florida. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.